Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. The Oracle of the Oboe is our program this week. We'll hear how four different composers of the 20th century have treated the hauntingly beautiful sounds of this instrument in solo and chamber music, and as soloists with orchestra. Let's begin with a solo from the British oboist and composer Melinda Maxwell. She was born in London and studied at York University and subsequently in Germany. She is director of woodwind studies at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester and is in much demand as a recital and chamber musician, appearing at major festivals and heard frequently on the BBC. She is principal oboe of the Chamber Players of London, the Endemon Ensemble, and Sinfonia 21, and also performs regularly with the London Sinfonietta, the London Metropolitan Orchestra, and other groups. Her playing is also heard in the Inspector Morse series on BBC TV. Many composers have written pieces for her. She has composed numerous chamber works with and without oboe. Her music is performed by some of England's leading ensembles. We're going to get a double treat of hearing Ms. Maxwell play her own composition, Pilbrook. It was composed in 1981. Well, although I think of it as a solo, if you listen carefully, you'll hear a cello lurking about in the background, acting as a drone sound. It's played by Jane Salmon. Here are the composer's notes about the piece. The art of Pilbrook is a 15th century tradition of Scottish ornamentation that was handed down through the generations by ear and only notated at a much later date. It is music for the bagpipes and a folk art belonging to this instrument and its environment. Some of the music is related to old Scottish songs whose lyrics portray stories of rural life. In Pilbrook, the ornamentation is the character of the music and also a harmonic starting point, dominating throughout, until at the end it is transformed into another melody altogether. The Scottish composer Judith Weir has made similar comments about the genesis of much of her own music, that is, bagpipe ornamentation being the starting point of melodic and harmonic material in her music. Those bagpipes really get through to people. Now let's hear Melinda Maxwell's Pilbrook.